you know, I think we were a better team. We had a game plan and we stuck with it. But, you know, if you don't concentrate for 90 minutes, then that's what good teams will do to you. You know, we can take confidence from it because, you know, they're flying at the minute and, you know, we've took them that far. It's just, you know, we're all disappointed and gutted, as I'm sure everyone is, all the fans and the whole club, coming over nothing. But we know there's still 9 games to go, and if we play like that, then hopefully we'll win more than we lose.
What, I know you lost the football match, but in terms of how you played, what can that do for this running now, having played so well against a team that everyone's raving about?
Yeah, well, you know, the manager comes up with a game plan of a game, and, you know, if we as players follow it, then more often than not we get results. You know, we followed it to a T today and it didn't quite happen for us. But, you know, we've got the players to go and get after teams, and, you know, especially a team like Fulham, we like to knock the ball around. We thought we'd get after them, and, you know, it nearly worked, but, you know, as you say, it was just not quite.
You're going to pick yourselves up and go again now, haven't you? You've only lost 3 in 21, so, you're difficult to beat. You've got to go again.
Yeah, you know, we're where we are in the league for a reason. You know, we've won plenty of games, we're hard to beat, but, you know, we just haven't quite got to where we want to be yet. But, as you say, we need to be positive, and we've got 9 games left, you know, to go, and, you know, nothing to lose, really.
That seems to have been the feeling for most of the season, that you can believe you can have a really good one. So I guess you don't want this to peter out, do you? You want to kick on and try and get there.
Yeah, no, that's what everyone's saying. You know, we need to keep going and, you know, keep up the good work. But, you know, we need to do it. We can't just talk about it. So, you know, we're going to pick ourselves up and go to Sunderland, which will be tough. And then we've got an international break to recharge and hopefully kick on strongly for the end of the season.
In terms of your game, how pleased are you with where you're playing at the minute?
You know, I think in my position you can play well for 89, 90 minutes, and, you know, if you're not marking up in the last minute, then, you know, it costs us. So I'm going to learn from it. I felt I did well throughout the game, but, you know, as I say, it's costing. I think I could have done better, but, you know, I'm still young and I'm going to learn, and hopefully next time it won't happen.
I get the impression that's could be applicable to quite a few of the players, because you are quite a young team, aren't you? And I guess developing and learning and getting better.
Yeah, no, you know, I think, as you say, everyone's saying we've got a good chance of doing something, and we're the only team, and we need to stick together. You know, as I say, with what we've got left of the season, then there's no reason why we can't, you know, forge a real push. But as I say, there's no point in just saying it. We have to go on the pitch and do it.
You play some good football today, and you're in a really good position to watch it, aren't you? How much do you enjoy actually watching the four players play and do what they do?
No, yeah. You know, we have to make sure at the back that, you know, we're organised, and if they clear it, then we can mop it up first. But, you know, once we're playing our stuff, we've got some talented players, and, you know, I'm sure the fans will agree it's a joy to watch at times.